do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Candy. I'm sitting in for Tammy Martin this week. She's on a very well-deserved vacation. I mean, she's been here a week, so I'm just kidding. No, she's great. What is your name?
Margaret Ann West with Fiesta Pensacola.
Wow. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. And we've known each other for, golly, since you've been doing Fiesta. Yes. How many years is this? How many crawfish festivals
have
you done?
This is my seventh crawfish festival.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Been here since 2015. So it's crazy, but it's fun.
Oh, man.
I have one of the most fun jobs in Pensacola.
I would say you always look like you're having fun. And I know that it has to be just, you're always running around.
Yes.
You know
yes,
what I mean?
I am.
You always have such a sweet face on your face.
Thank you. Like, I'm so glad. Yes, definitely running around. Definitely looking for that Nike sponsorship.
Busy.
You know,
yeah,
I
okay.
wear out tennis shoes every festival.
You do. Yes. She's got time to lean. She's got time to clean. I
yes.
mean, you are all over that festival. And it's not just that. Fiesta does so much in Pensacola.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my goodness. Not just the parades and the treasure hunt. And I know people know you for the parties.
Yes.
And there's a lot of work that goes into that.
It is. And so, actually, we were formed back in 1949, originally as a social organization. So that's why a lot of people remember us.
Of course.
But fortunately, since then, we have added so many more events, so many more community events. We've partnered with so many different community partners like UWF Historic Trust.
Right, and so, which is great.
Yes, yeah. So we've been fortunate enough to be able to have events with them, make large donations mm-hmm. to all of the things that they're creating in our beautiful downtown. So while we did start as a fun social organization to get tourists in back in the 40s and 50s, mm-hmm. now we're so much more involved with the community. We have over 400 volunteers from all walks of life.
I was going to ask you if you knew the number. Is it just volunteers or there's...
So we have 3 full-time office staff members. We mm-hmm. have 2 part-time office staff members. And then basically all of our major events are run completely by volunteers
and you
committees.
See, there's so many people. Everybody you know in Pensacola is a volunteer.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
truly,
and we appreciate
bizarre.
It.
Yeah, like Alan Strum, Susie Lyons, like yes. just everybody
yep.
that
yep.
you
all
just know. Sure.
Yes. Definitely. And so you'll see us this weekend at the Crawfish mm-hmm. Festival. We'll be in all matching ivory shirts with the logo on the back. So
that'll be
the committee. And then we all have our Fiesta Forces members,
which
we call our volunteers. So we'll be all matching. It'll be great. If you have a question, we'll be there.
How do you become a volunteer for Fiesta?
So you can go on our website, fiestapensacola.org, and there's a tab at the top that says volunteer. You just fill out that handy-dandy form, and then you'll purchase a t-shirt, since, like I said, we all like to match.
Sure.
And then I love
matchy-matchy.
Yes, and then we'll send you an email with our upcoming events if we have one currently. We do still have some spots left for this weekend if anybody wants to join us today.
Hey, great. Yeah,
yes.
That's right. And where is the Crawfish Festival this weekend?
It is going to be downtown Pensacola, Seville Square, and Fountain Park, so right across from Pensacola Bay Brewery. And Hub Stacey's.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Easy to find.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
We've been there before.
Yes, a time
so,
or two.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I guess we're going to talk about the Crawfish Festival. I was going to ask your favorite one, but I know there's like a million.
My favorite event at Fiesta?
Favorite Fiesta event.
Okay, well, nothing against Crawfish Festival. I really love Crawfish Festival.
Of course,
personal favorite mm-hmm. is the Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt, which I actually did on April 1st.
Right, I was going to say, you did it not too long
yes,
ago.
Yes, it's a completely free community
event.
It's
one of my favorites, too, yeah.
We give lunch and free drinks and prizes. We were fortunate enough to be able to give over 40 grand prizes this year. So bicycles, tricycles, basketball goals, cozy coupe cars, scooters. So we gave over 40 grand prizes plus 2 beach weekend stays.
Oh, wow.
Right. And the event's completely free and everybody's welcome to come. So I'm sad if you're listening now, if you missed it, we missed you.
Right.
But
put it on your calendar.
Yes.
For next year.
It is
amazing. And not just like, it's not just the prizes or the face painting and the fun stuff that goes along with the ice cream and the kids, but
right.
man, it's a great learning opportunity.
It really is. And we were fortunately able to have some community partners at the event this year. Families mm-hmm. First Network was there. Ready Kids was there.
Mm-hmm.
We had Storage King, who was one of our wonderful partners there.
Oh, we use them? Yeah,
yes.
They're great.
So we were able to have, since the event grew, we were able to have those community partners we haven't been able to have in the past, and they were able to distribute resources to families that were there too. So it gets bigger and bigger every year. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh,
And it's probably my favorite.
Oh, that's
no offense to the other Fiesta.
Sure. And they're all, it's so funny because you see the word Fiesta, and I think for Pensacola, most of us just think party.
Yes, it is.
It's the Crawfish Festival, the coronation, too.
Yes, coronation. Right? Yes.
Is that y'all?
Yes, that's
just
us.
Just kidding, I know it is.
Just, if there's an event and you don't exactly know who threw it, check our website.
Chances
it was probably
us. It is bizarre. Like, I worked at Cat Country, which is where I met you.
Yes.
And I remember looking stuff up for whichever. I remember it was Children's Treasure Hunt or Crawfish or something. And it just says the list of events. Yes. And it's crazy because you don't realize how much you guys do.
Right.
And there's a lot that goes in, of course, and not just like the money going back out into Pensacola,
right.
But there's a lot. And the parades and...
We're fortunate in that there's a lot of local community organizations that trust us to help them with their events, too. Since over, Fiesta itself has probably over 40 events throughout the year.
But
then we have partner, community partners, like I was mentioning mm-hmm. earlier at UWF Historic Trust. We've partnered with Cat Country in the past. We've mm-hmm. partnered and are still partnered with Tall Ships. So we are fortunate in that a lot of community organizations reach out to us when they need help as well. Because like I mentioned, the 400 volunteers, we have a wonderful volunteer base who is very experienced, and mm-hmm. we couldn't do it without them. So we're I keep saying fortunate, but that's the only word I can think of.
Absolutely, and they're all wonderful. And it's so funny because you see the same people who obviously enjoy doing it, whether they're staffing a bar at Crawfish or mm-hmm. one of the other events. And we were talking about, speaking of bars, drinking. I know that you guys have a special drink sometimes.
Yes. So at all of our festivals, we typically have what most people know as summer beer. So at Crawfish Festival, we actually have Louisiana Lemonade, which is very similar to summer beer if you've had it. And then actually this year we have Bayou Bloody Marys that we are making fresh to order on site with all the fixins
at our
Bayou
bar. Is there a specific recipe?
It is a secret family personal secret family recipe,
actually.
I
bet I know the chef's daughter.
Yes. He makes wonderful Bloody Marys, so if you want one, they'll be at the Bayou Bar, which is in Seville Square. So we're also very excited to be able to showcase those. We started this last year, and they were a huge hit. Everybody loved the fresh, made-to-order Bloody Marys.
Can't wait.
Right? You have to wait in line for just a minute, because we literally do make them like one by one, two by two, but they are quite delicious, if I do say so myself.
Oh, I bet. And Fiesta's never put on... I mean, maybe you guys have thought a bad event. It's always just the best.
I'm knocking
time.
On wood now.
No, for sure. No, I met you in 2015. Yeah. How long have you been with, is that when you started with Fiesta?
Well, so I've been involved with Fiesta since I was very young. So,
that's what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for, a lot of people do know Fiesta does have the Fiesta celebration in the summer, which involves a court. So
were you
I,
part of that court?
I was as a child as well as an adult.
Oh my gosh.
So, and my father was a part of it, and my grandfather was a part of it, and my great-grandfather were a part of it. So Fiesta has been a part of my life for a very long time.
Yeah.
So it has a special place in my heart.
Oh, cool. What a blessing. The hair just stuffed my arms.
Right?
That's so crazy.
It's very cool to be able to say I've been involved basically all of my life. And I'm a lot of people within Fiesta, whether they had been on a court or whether they have mm-hmm. just been volunteering with Seafood Festival for 40 years.
Right.
We have such an amazing base of people, not only volunteers, committee members, board members that have been with us for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years and have been supporting us for all of that time. So we're very appreciative.
How much is it to get into the Crawfish Festival this weekend?
It is $5 for adults, $2 for kids 6 to 12, and then free for 5 and under.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. And it's, are you guys doing the eating contest?
Of course we are. Cat Country 98.7.
So gross. But so fun to watch.
Right. I think you said you were going to participate this year, right?
No.
Yeah,
no. I know. I think that's Mel's job.
Oh, okay.
Besides dealing with Brent Lane, she can do that. No, just kidding. No. That is, it's so fun because what was one of the parts about Cat Country, we got to put together little prizes and stuff and host these contests. There's a kids contest. There's the all you can eat in so many minutes and then however many you can shove down your gullet.
Yep. It's gross in the best way possible.
In the very best way possible.
So if anything, even if you don't like to eat crawfish, we have plenty of other options of food for you. But if anything, if you're going to come down to the festival, you have to come and watch the crawfish eating contest.
Absolutely.
Because they take it so seriously. And it is amazing. I believe, actually, we've had the same winner in the adult contest on Saturday evening 2 years in a row now. I'm so sorry. I don't remember your name. I'm so sorry. I don't remember your name. But if you're listening, please come back. We want to see a three-peat.
Absolutely.
He is unbelievable at crawfish eating.
It is weird. It's so funny because they have their own strategy too. And then the people from Louisiana, you're the best, but you're the worst because, you know, I'm just kidding. You're nothing about you is the worst. But they do. They love to throw shade at other people. Well, I'm from Louisiana. I've been eating them out the crib.
Well, my personal favorite thing is normally when we're doing the contest, we count the winner by how many tails are left.
That's right.
But I guess that rule wasn't mentioned at one point because one of the gentlemen just ate the whole thing. Just the tails and the shell, the whole thing. And we walk up and it's completely empty and we're like, I don't know what to do here. So we ended up counting
another gift basket right? real quick.
Yeah. We ended up counting the heads for him, and he obviously won, but because he was a professional.
Wow.
But it was pretty great.
I know. There's like a whole bunch of little Joey Chestnuts, and they're all at Fiesta.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. I should contact Joey Chestnut next year.
You should totally contact Joey Chestnut.
Yes. Putting it in the minutes.
I'm right. There you go. So, and one of my favorite parts, okay, because we talk about all the volunteers, Deborah Dunlap.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she is wonderful.
She is. Is she a Fiesta? I guess she would be.
Yes, she has been with us for many years. She was a wonderful face painter.
Yes, that's how I met her. I thought she was just not that you can't just be an artist, but she drew the cat on my face.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was like, what a beautiful, nice lady who does this
Deborah's
art.
Wonderful.
And then to find out she runs all this stuff downtown.
Oh, yes.
And that's the thing is people come out, no matter what they do. I always use Alan Strum as my, you know, the weather guy.
I'm sure he would appreciate it.
He's great.
Yes.
He and Kate. And they just had a baby too. I know they're great. It's so, but you do. You see all these people, and you see them year after year after year because it is such a great event.
Right.
And so rewarding for the community,
and it's rewarding, and it's fun.
I mean, so fun,
and that's what we love. We love that people want to come to our events not only to enjoy the event, but a lot of these people will come and meet their new best friends and meet.
So true.
And,
we have
people meeting their spouses in Fiesta. So it's a wonderful time to be able to kind of. You're giving back to the community, but you're having a really good time doing it, too.
Oh, that's great. And I know there was a children's area. That's where I got my face painted as an adult.
Yes.
But
yeah, I do it every year.
It's so great. But there's a children's area, too.
Yes.
And it's not just the crawfish eating contest, although there is a kids eating contest. And when you walk in, you'll see signs, too, telling you what time is going to happen. And, of course, we have this all on the Fiesta website as well. But there's the crawfish racing.
Yes. Well, so we haven't done that in a couple years.
Okay.
Never
mind. There's art stuff where you can make your own stuff.
There's lots of art stuff. We do have a fun new craft this year, a kind of take your a pet crawfish. But it's not a real crawfish.
Oh, okay.
So, no, parents, please don't panic. It's not a real crawfish. It's
ouch,
a little,
ouch.
It's a fun little toy crawfish, but you get to decorate its little living area.
Oh,
it's
that's
super cute.
You know.
So that's a new one we have instead of the crawfish races. Because, as you know, the crawfish races can get a little dicey.
Heated? Oh, maybe.
And heated, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, so we nixed those. The competition got a little strong on that one.
Sure, I got it. So we'll stick to the eating contest.
Yes, we'll stick to the
eating,
and we have the take your own pet crawfish home.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
It'll be very fun.
Yeah, and at Seville Square, there's plenty of places to park downtown, too. And, of course, they'll have little trolleys running.
Yes, so the parking.
The people on the bikes.
Yes, I do want to note the parking. We, unfortunately, don't have specific festival parking.
That's
as
right.
y'all know, there's a bunch of different lots downtown that are owned by private businesses as well as private
You're familiar
companies.
With Pensacola.
But yes.
People.
Yes. So we don't have any designated parking. We do have handicap parking at Bartram Park. The park across the street, Bayfront, that parking lot is going to be designated for handicap. But other than that, we unfortunately don't have designated parking, but there's a bazillion parking lots
And if
downtown.
You're not from this area, it's easy to just park and walk.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful area, Pensacola, too. It's fun walking by Hubs you know, going in there and filling yourself up with seafood.
Yes.
And if you're not a seafood, everybody has that one person, I don't like seafood. You can burn, but I'm just kidding. There's so many great options. You know, like
we have
burgers, hot dogs, and all of that.
We have a wonderful list of food vendors this year. Fried delicious. That's what I call it.
It is.
It's just fried deliciousness.
Yeah, but you don't look like you eat it.
I do.
I know.
We have all the fried deliciousness.
You do.
We have a wonderful pizza truck coming this year. Mm. We have, obviously, your general seafood trucks. We have a po' boy truck. We have a cinnamon roll truck. We have Lone Star. A lot of y'all know seafood quesadillas from Lone Star. So we have an amazing array of food vendors that we've never had before.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, come out and test the local food.
Sure. And you said arts and crafts too.
Yes. We started arts and crafts, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago at this festival. It used to just be a food festival, but we noticed the need for a little bit of extra. Mm-hmm. So we were able to move across to Seville Square, and we have about 60 arts and crafts vendors with us.
Are you still looking for more or no?
No, we're all full.
So I can't just go set up Candy's wares?
No, unfortunately not. We would love
to. That's best for everybody. Yeah, no, I don't have any wares.
The applications, we got a lot of applications, and we were fortunate. We were able to fill it up pretty quickly. So we have vendors from all over the Southeast coming, art, jewelry, gourmet items.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Yes.
Okay.
Kids items, pet items, dip mixes.
Yes.
Those are my personal favorite.
Okay, those are delicious.
They
just like little packets of powder that are not going to be, you
just
know.
Just mix it with sour cream and you're.
Oh my gosh. Like manna from heaven.
Yes.
I mean, it really is.
So
that's
we have a ton
great.
Of different vendors. So even if you're not there for the food, we have 60 vendors for you to Mother's Day shop for.
Absolutely. I was going to say, you always find the best gifts because it's one of a kind. You know, you get the shirt from, not to bag on Walmart or anything like that.
Yeah.
There's a million places to shop around here, but that's great.
Yes.
Yeah, you always find those one-of-a-kind beautiful gift items right there.
And if you want it, but if you want a t-shirt of the festival, we got those.
And they sell t-shirts too, which are also amazing.
Yes, our festival t-shirts. We'll have our festival t-shirts. We have Tervis tumblers this year. We have some koozies to put your delicious Lewis Bear or Coca-Cola product in. And the flavors of Fiesta cookbook. So.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I bet there's a lot of great recipes on there.
Oh, definitely. And they were all submitted by our Fiesta family, is what we call them. A lot of our Fiesta family members, volunteers, as well as some local chefs, too. So,
my goodness, gosh. And it's so, I knew that you were involved in it. I guess I didn't realize that it went back to your childhood.
It did.
Children's Choir. Is that
Children's
Fiesta?
It is not.
Oh,
it
never mind.
Not. Children's Course is not, but we do love the
Children's
Course.
I know that they've been at the treasure hunt before.
They will participate
in
our events.
A lot of stuff.
They'll come to our festivals and sing. They'll come to the Children's Treasure Hunt, but Children's Chorus is not ours, but we love to support them where we can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, there's just so much that Fiesta does in Pensacola. We're really excited about the Crawfish Festival. Do we have bands?
Oh, do we have bands?
I know. Who did we have? It's so funny. Like, Brothers Osborne played one year. I think it was your seafood festival,
yes.
And like, nobody knew who they were.
Correct.
There's a lot of bands like that that just
personal favorite from Crawfish Festival, Ashley McBride.
Was great. I
played
was there
our Crawfish
That's
Festival.
That's right. And she was there to watch the grossness that took place.
Yes.
I know. She and I did that together.
Yeah. So, and it's great because normally our big acts that become huge in Nashville, they're all at Seafood Festival. But we had Ashley McBride at Crawfish. And
that year, she won the CMA.
Like 3 months later.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
That is one of her favorite. I don't talk to her anymore, but
we're
not friends because I'm not on Cat Country. But that was one of her favorite things.
Yes,
yeah, and she talked about that. Yeah,
but yes, we have tons of music. Ninth Avenue Brass Band is actually kind of like a second line band. They're going to be marching through the festival on Friday and Saturday, just to kind of get you excited.
Yes,
they're kicking off our festival, and then we have local band Reunion Band is on their farewell tour.
I was going to say, they just did the last Bands on the Beach show.
Yes, so this
Billy
I believe
Harrell
is their Hey Billy. This is their third to last show, so definitely come out.
They're fantastic.
And then Jordan Chase, another local favorite, he'll be with us Friday night.
Okay, he is fantastic.
He is
great. He went to Tate High School, and he was on The Voice.
And American Idol, right?
And American Idol, that's right. Yeah, and he went to, he's a recording artist. Jordan Chase is fabulous.
Yes, and then Friday night, the headliner, we have Buckwheat Zydeco Jr. Yes, so we have the Cajun music in there. And then Saturday, we have Gino Delafosse, another local band, the Bay Bridge Band.
Everybody's fantastic.
And they are, right? Greg Martinez and then Dwayne Dupsey. And then Sunday, closing out the festival, we have Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band and Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. So,
oh my gosh.
We are joined by some Cajun legacy here.
Absolutely. That's fun. And there's always like some of the festivals and not here necessarily, because you guys always do it right. There's always places to sit down and eat.
Yes.
That sounds crazy, but tell me you haven't gone places and it's like, well, am I going to eat this? Just standing here and being, you know,
yes.
And there's plenty of tables and seats and
exactly.
Everybody sits around together. Do you remember Hopkins House? You might be too young.
I do.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad. That was my favoriteest, but it is. It's like passing, not that you pass your food because you have your own food.
I mean, you're welcome.
Yeah, well, that's true. And I have been there plenty of times. Well, here, try this. Oh, I've never had summer beer. No, yeah. But you just meet so many friends there.
Yes.
You're going to meet your friends. And you mentioned that earlier. You do. You'll meet people that you go with every year.
And we're really excited. The entertainment stage this year is sponsored by the First Bank. So we actually
Thank you, First Bank.
Thank you, First. that we actually have a bigger stage this year, similar to the Seafood Festival, if you've been to that, but mm-hmm. just a little smaller. Mm-hmm. So, and you mentioned all the tables. Actually, Kent's Special Events is out there as I speak right now, setting wonderful. Up all those tables.
Talk about being in a Pensacola for a long time and doing a great job. Yes. Kent's is wonderful.
Yes, they're setting everything up right now, so we'll have plenty of tables, plenty of chairs for you for the big entertainment stage with the first. So.
Oh,
we appreciate the first. Thank you.
We appreciate you first. Yes. Now, are you guys still looking for sponsors? And if not for this, then
we are always looking for sponsors. Yes. We are full for this year. We're fortunate to get a lot of our main sponsors. And like I mentioned, entertainment stage sponsor the first, mm-hmm. the children's area sponsored by Cox, and one of our bars is actually sponsored by a new business, the Washroom Laundromat, that is opening soon.
Oh,
and so, in addition to our other sponsors, Lewis Bear Company, Coca-Cola, Reef Holdings, Blue Cheer Bay, Cat Country News Radio, and the list goes on, and we appreciate all of them. We are always looking for new sponsors.
Absolutely. How does somebody get involved? You have a business, and you want people to know about it, and you want to sponsor this amazing Pensacola event, or maybe you've seen them happen.
Yes.
How do they reach you? Are you the one that does it?
Either myself or our executive director, Bridget. Okay. They can reach out via our website, fiestapensacola.org, or give us a call. We are looking, like I said, for sponsors for all of our events, for our festivals, for mm-hmm. just a general, we have like a platinum sponsorship that for sponsors. We have a few that sponsor us all year round.
Great.
So we are open to anything. As we mentioned earlier, we have 40 plus events.
Say,
you definitely will get your face, your business name out there. So we are always looking. So fiestapensacola.org, or you can always call the office.
Oh, great. Okay. Yes. Crawfish Festival, again, that happens this weekend. It's Seville Square. I promise you will find it if you're not from this area. Yeah.
Yes.
You could follow the people, follow your nose.
Yes. And then I did want to mention, we have one other fun thing we're doing, a peanut butter and jelly drive.
Okay, what?
Peanut butter, you heard. Fiesta is partnering with this year's Leadership Pensacola Class of 2023.
Great.
Yes, and mm-hmm. so
are you?
I am, with Mel, yes.
Yes. That's awesome. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. So we partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast and Children's Home Society of Florida mm-hmm. to create care closets and food pantries within three local community centers, as well as C.A. Weiss Elementary School. So we made those closets. They're actually ribbon cuttings next week and the week after.
I'm going to cry.
Right?
I know.
Right. So we're very excited to be able to do that. And so we're always looking for food donations. And peanut butter and jelly is something that a lot of these kids and families enjoy.
Absolutely.
So,
peanut butter is a protein.
Yes.
And if
you're coming to the festival, we'll have donation buckets at both of our admissions gates as well as the festival information tent. So bring your favorite peanut butter, jelly, or both.
Oh, man.
We'll donate that right back to Feeding the Gulf Coast as well as Children's Home Society of Florida.
My gosh. Yeah. You do so much. And Pensacola is so lucky to have you and your family. Her dad's making the Bloody Marys.
Yes, he is. Yes. I wasn't going to say it, but.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Oh. No, I did. No,
I mean,
I promise they're good.
Somebody else's dad. Yeah.
No, I promise they're good.
I have
doubt. Yes.
Well, you're good. And yet, thank you so much for visiting.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, what's the website again?
FiestaPensacola.org.
Right. Crawfish Festival this weekend.
We'll see you there.
We will see you there. Thank you so much for visiting.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. And you'll come back.
I will. See you soon.
Right. News Radio 92.3.